Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast, the show where we discuss everything creative with creatives and what it's like being a freelancer in London. For all your weird, creative and branding needs, stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. This is episode 5 of the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast. I'm here with the one and only, the most unique supermodel, Marvel.
Oh, hey guys.
Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah, no, ain't no problem.
5 golden rings and that.
Oh.
You know the Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh my god. But anyway, yeah, how's your journey, man, getting here?
Oh, it was not too bad, actually. Yeah. It was literally one straight train, so it was all right.
Yeah, man. Everyone, I've been inviting people that live local to me, so
yeah,
if you live local
bad.
To me, then you're going to be next on the podcast. But yeah, man, thank you for coming again, man.
No problem.
So, like, I want to play a game with you just to, like, you know, get our mouths working for this podcast.
Lord. Okay.
My favourite game, the word association.
Oh.
Game. Yeah. So, I'll just quickly explain it. So, we just take turns in saying words that correlate with the previous word, mm-hmm. and first to hesitate loses. So, today's topic is modelling, because you're a model.
Ooh, gang gang.
And, yeah, as usual, I'll let the guests go first. And, yeah, let's proceed.
Close.
Slugging. Because I'm thinking of the next thing to say, so I'm not concentrating on the topic.
Well, obviously, okay, yeah. Cool. Right, so wait, brilliant. same topic
yeah,
here.
Yeah, modelling. Let's go.
Okay, cool. Photographer.
Okay. Wait, what? modelling.
No.
You know what?
I'm
gonna
think I'm great at this game.
One more time.
Okay, stylist.
Oh, what? I was trying to say clothes, but I don't know why.
Hey.
I think of clothes and
do you know
cats.
What? Hey.
I don't know what. Yeah, you know what? Oh. I'm done at it. But yeah. Word association, guys.
I mean, this was a quick game.
Yeah, that was a quick game still. Yeah, man. Just quick exercise and that. So, yeah, man. Tell me about yourself. Like, for those that don't know you.
Oh.
You
know,
what do people know you as first?
What name was?
Yeah.
A lot know me.
In the streets?
I'm known as, yeah, people see my Twitter. So if you know me on Twitter, it's Unique Merv.
Sure.
My Instagram is
Where
also
does that come from?
Unique Merv.
Why is it unique? Because we're all unique.
Not really. Like, you're not unique like me.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm joking. To be honest, the only reason why I had Unique is because I struggled to think of a name for my Twitter at. So
okay,
I was you know what? No one's got this name. Because you know how on Twitter you can't have the same name?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to use this. Boom, bam. And then it just stuck. Like, literally everyone just...
Okay.
It's just easy to remember.
Okay, fair
And then it just makes sense anyway, because obviously I'm Unique and all that good stuff.
Okay, that's calm.
And so, yeah. Some people
and
do...
And people actually call you Unique Merv.
Some people do. If you don't actually know me and you just know me from my Twitter, you'll say Unique Merv.
Okay.
If you at least know me or you're trying to shorten, it's at least Merv.
Yeah.
And then some people just stare. They just stare. Yeah. So
just stare.
They just stare.
Awesome. Awesome. So
oh my god.
So you're not only a model as well, you are an event
organizer. Yeah.
So tell me, how did you get into that as well?
I started off in second year. I started to help a few friends who do
second
events.
Year of uni.
Yeah, second year of uni, yeah. So I started to help out a few friends in London doing events.
Yeah.
And then through them, I met other people who do other events, but they do it in the Midlands.
Yeah.
So obviously student nights out there, so Birmingham, the Coventry's, all that good stuff. And I was like, oh, this is quite intriguing. Like, I'm interested in knowing how you guys plan this and do this. So I obviously started talking to them, getting to know them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Joined their promo team. Obviously, I ended up being the typical shot girl that being the typical shot girl that went out there to one in Birmingham, my first one out there. And then ever since then I was like, yeah, I like this. But then I was like, after a while, like, I feel like a month or two, I was like, but I don't want to stop at a promoter. This is boring. Like, I don't want to. Like, literally, I was known on Twitter for being a promoter.
Yeah.
I was promoting like every event that was happening all the time. And I was like, but I don't want that kind of name or stigma on my name.
Yeah.
Because that's not really where I want it to be, especially with the whole modeling. Having that this, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Let me up the level. So literally, I spoke to the guys who are like the organizers and stuff, and I was like, look, I don't want to be a promoter anymore. It's either you keep me as some sort of upper management or something, or I leave. And they were like, okay, so what do you do? Tell us what you do so we can fit you in somewhere, because like you're proper organized, you know what you're doing, kind of thing. You've got your head screwed on. I was like, cool, put me in management. I started doing like the, not the raves, so I started doing the like roller discos, showcases, talent shows. I was doing that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and ever since then I'm still management. Now we're doing Tenerife.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, man.
So you're doing holidays and that?
Yeah, we're doing holiday patches now.
So like in terms of organizing events and that,
mm-hmm.
and being a promoter, where did it, because I've seen you're a PA for DJ as well.
Yeah, DJ T-Show.
Yeah, so how did that happen as well? Was that a product of being a promoter, or was you a PA before?
No, I wasn't. He was actually the first PA I became a PA for, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I met him at literally the first event I went to.
Okay.
When I was being a shot girl.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, we were really cool. He's an amazing guy, funny guy, cool guy, everything. Like, he's someone you always want to be around because he's always entertaining. He's like the funny person in the classroom. He's like one of those ones.
Yeah.
So ever since then, it was like, we're all cool. We got along, and then we always used to talk, and he was always busy, and I was like, you need a PA, you need something. So he was like, actually, like, you're very organized, so should we do a trial run? And ever since then, I've just been the PA. And then she was funny, because ever since I became his PA, everyone started asking, oh, so can you be my PA? My one's not very good.
Can you be a PA for everybody?
Exactly. So I was just like, nah, I had to shut everyone down. I had to be exclusive in that.
Unless you're paying racks.
Oh, come on. Unless you're paying me the big money.
Yeah. So like, you're a PA organizer, and you're now the founder of Image Parties.
Yeah, me and my friend. When did that happen? To be fair, this year.
This year.
Yeah, this year. So.
Is that the organization that's doing the Tenerife one?
Oh, what, Image?
Yeah.
Oh no, we're connected to them because basically we're all in one management group, but obviously Image is on the side for us, if that makes sense. So it's kind of together, but it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like that. Because basically Image came from basically the entertainment group that I'm with now, the one that I'm management with. We have a clothing brand called Image. So we just thought it would make sense to move something inside and add it all together and put Image and then have Image events, Image this, Image that. So it kind of interlinked to each other.
That's interesting.
And then obviously, because the whole background behind Image is you always got to look good. It's your image and it's your style. So show us what you've got. Because every event is always different. The first event we done was a rooftop party. It was quite relaxed, chilled off, dressed how you kind of like.
And are these events to market the clothing? Or is this just like a separate brand?
It's literally just a separate brand, to be fair.
Okay, fair enough.
The clothing really, it sits within those who are actually in the team. So like the management team, the promoters, we tend to always have the stuff.
Okay.
And then obviously if people see and they want it, we'll be like, okay, yeah, sure. Like we'll happily like sort something out. You can pay this and this and this and that.
Fair enough.
It tends to be within the team. But obviously if you want it, you can get it.
Okay, that's calm. So like, how do you manage to do all of that stuff with modelling? Like, when did the two kind of start coexisting?
Because obviously the modelling is all about the fashion and how you market yourself and stuff like that. So obviously with events, it's also about how you market your events, how you push to your customers, how you're gonna who your target audience is. It's the same with modelling.
Okay.
Because obviously I can't target everyone with my modelling. I target a certain demographic and a certain type of people that I want to see and like my stuff.
Okay.
So that's the same with events. Obviously we do events for uni students. That already minimizes how many people we need to promote to and where we want to promote to. So that's like the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Snapchats, but we wouldn't go to LinkedIn or other places like that because it doesn't make sense with what we do. It's the same with modeling. I wouldn't promote my stuff on Instagram. Or I wouldn't promote my stuff too tough on Twitter, but I would definitely always push on Instagram because that's where everyone is. You get the stylists, the photographers, the big influencers, all of that. So everyone is there.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, you don't really get that. You get other people. So you get the events, you get the like the games nights and stuff like that. That little stuff, the holiday packages, you get that kind of stuff on Twitter. And then obviously you just got the banter. So it wouldn't really make sense to be trying to link in two. Unless you're quite big out there, then yeah, sure, post it anywhere you want. But for me, Instagram is my spot.
For modelling?
Yeah, definitely.
And how did you get into modelling?
Oh, do you know, modeling is funny. For me, I only got into it because people wouldn't stop talking about it, saying, "Oh, like you should do it. Like you've got a really like, good physique." Da, 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 da. I was like, "What? The height really isn't there. It doesn't make sense." But to get everyone to stop talking about it, I just, you know, I was like, "Let me do a shoot." And then obviously, you came out with your Ajayi models and this, and I was like, "Oh, this is perfect." Yeah, literally, it came just in time. Models, yeah. It came just in time because I was like, "You know what? To get everyone to show up, let me just do a shoot," and you came out boom, and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna try and do a shoot. Literally when we did that first shoot, I was like, yeah, I really like this. I want to continue. Ever since then I went on like that.
Yeah, and you're sick about the modeling thing is that a lot of people that were part of it, that they keep telling me how it was beneficial to them, but the reason why I started in the first place was out of convenience. Like I did a shoot with a couple of friends, and the project was to create a calendar for like different kinds of models, an African, like a calendar where a model represents each month and a different country.
Oh, right. So
the struggle of finding models for the calendar was so long and hard that I just thought, I'd rather just have my own models. So I was
That's the convenience. And then it just
And then it was like, JI360 models. And then one of the models, he was there that I had helped me like put everything together and plan everything, and we did castings and we did like the process was just so long and just so exhausting, but it was fun, it was good. It was, a lot of people came, some people took advantage, some people
I feel like there was a handful that took advantage
it was pretty good. Like a lot of people, it reignited their passion for modeling. Some people, they realize modeling is not for them. Some people, it propelled them onto greater things.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
so it's definitely something I'm proud of as well.
Yeah, man.
So that's cool.
I feel like you pushed a lot of people with that.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't want to continue modeling, they knew it wasn't for them and something else was for them. So you kind of gave them the vision, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So now it worked out.
That's sick. So like, what have you like done in terms of after like being in the JI360 models?
Surprisingly, I've done quite a couple runway shows. Surprisingly, considering my height, I've done quite a few runway shows. I've done Fashion Week off schedule shows. I've done African Beauty. They even want me to come back for the next year.
Wait, what did you do in Afrohem Beauty?
What did I do?
Yeah.
It was actually it was one of the runways. So basically, do you know how they have the stalls and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
At one point during the whole stalls and everything got running, there's a runway show.
Yeah, okay.
So they have that, and then obviously different styles, different looks, hair and all that sort of stuff. So no, that was really cool.
Yeah, I was at one of the shows, I think, was it last year? Last year I was
okay,
there.
Yeah.
I was doing press for Glam Africa magazine.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. I saw a lot of females there. Barely any men, but it was good still. I met a lot of influencers. I met Shantanya Beckford. She's so cool.
Sir.
Yeah, she follows me still.
Oh, that's lit.
Something I'm proud of.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was a fun one. But yeah. So like, in terms of modeling, what's your favorite like thing to do or project? Or what aspect of modeling is that do you look forward to the most?
I love the photo shoots. That's my thing.
That's your thing.
Photo shoots is my thing. Runway, I don't mind. I love runway, and I feel like that's where my passion was at first because I was like, I like to be on the runway. I love it. I like the attention. I like to have the cameras on me, kind of thing. I like that. But then, considering my height, I was thinking, okay, cool, that might be an obstacle. That's no problem. I've done a few things anyway. But then I was like, the shoots will always be there. Runway stops after a while. For example, Fashion Week, it only happens selective times within the year.
Very true.
Fashion shoots or shoots in general happen every single time.
Yeah, it's true.
Anytime, every time. Yeah. It's always happening throughout the year.
That's a good point.
That's one thing I love about photo shoots. You can do it anytime, anywhere.
That's very true.
Yeah, you get to meet so many different people. With runway shows, you do get to meet people, of course, but then there's not much time. There's always a rush.
Yeah.
There's not really much time to do that.
And depends on what show it is as well.
Exactly.
Something mad long or something quick.
There you go.
And that reminds me as well, you were on a runway competition as well.
Oh, Top Model UK. Mm. Yes. Man.
How was your experience on that?
It was interesting.
Top Model UK.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I forgot to remember that as well. It was very interesting. It was nice though. It was an experience that was needed. Mm. Just to let me know that this is the kind of things you'll be doing all the time for runway.
Okay.
Because that was a very big show as well. Yeah, so that kind of showed.
They got me wearing suits and that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like proper, yet to look
I
surfy.
Didn't
my dad's
suit. I didn't own a suit back
like
then.
I said he's...
Wow, my suit was looking chunky.
Oh.
But yeah, man, I had to come support.
Oh, yeah, no, literally, yeah. That was definitely a big experience. Yeah. But they did teach you quite a few things. Like, they taught you runway, like proper runway, not this other stuff that you be seeing.
So this other stuff.
So
what's,
you know,
this other stuff.
You know, it's a bit worrying. You know, I'm not joking.
Oh my god!
But they proper taught you like a discipline when it came to runway. So it was nice to experience that because I feel like throughout my time learning runway stuff.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a discipline for runway because there was more routines with runway, stuff like that. So apart from obviously the fashion week stuff, which is basically a straight walk.
Yeah.
Other than that, a lot of the things that you were doing, it had a routine, you had to do this, you had to do that. So it wasn't really the angle I wanted to go for. But yeah, no, that definitely taught you some discipline.
Yeah, it seemed proper. So like in terms of photo shoots, what kind of shoots do you prefer doing? Like, what inspires you?
I love e-com because it's relaxed, but it's not at the same time. Like, if you see a lot of shoots that people have, or even for me in general, if you see the behind the scenes, it's so relaxed. It's so chilled off. Mm. It's not always, they don't want a certain, like high fashion, for example, a lot of the time you're not really smiling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
With e-com, you get to like, sometimes you get to dance with it and you get really good pictures out of it.
For those of you who don't know, e-com is photos for like clothing online.
Yeah, so
right?
Clothing, so like online stuff. So stuff you see on like Misguided, Pretty Little Thing, those kind of stuff, that's all e-com.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, those ones, it's very relaxed. Like you could be walking and they'll be taking pictures. Like it's never a still picture. You're always making, it's like slow motion and they're just taking the shots of you.
Okay.
And that's what's really fun because you really get to play about with how your body moves. You get to know how you are.
So what's
the
difference between that and a fashion shoot then?
I would say a fashion shoot is, depending on what the client wants, of course, a fashion shoot is never really that relaxed. So they want a certain thing. They usually tend to want something that's very like popping. Like, do you know what we used to see on America's Next Model? Them ones where it's proper, like you're smizing and all of that. It's never really like chilled off. You're not really smiling. Yeah, you're not really like chilling with it and whatever.
So you like to have fun in your photos.
Yeah, like I like to have fun. Even though I love my high fashion, don't get it twisted. Mm. But e-com is just, it's fun. You can play with it. And you never know, the pictures are always different.
Okay, that's cool.
Always deep.
So like, do you have any shoots or projects coming up?
Ooh, I don't know if I should say anything. No, I'm joking.
That noise was.
I do have one or two things coming up. So we'll see how that goes.
Awesome.
And yeah, you might see me somewhere, you might not. You never know. Look out for me face.
What is that? Are those photos or is that, what's that?
Oh yeah, photos.
Okay, so sick.
Should be good, man.
So who's your like favourite, like out of all the people you've worked with, who's been your favourite so far?
Oh, what do you mean, as in photographers or?
Like just in general, what, like who's been your favourite creative to work with?
Oh, that's a hard one. I feel like,
or what's been your most memorable one, should I say?
Oh, most memorable, I'll say, I feel like till this day, it's probably one of my fave shoots till this day. Naomi Wilson, her brand. I don't know, I'm sure it was the beginning of last year. I don't think it was this year, definitely beginning of last year, around those times. Done a shoot with, her name is Jade, the photographer. Absolutely amazing. Those pictures, sick. Absolutely love them. Guys, check out my Instagram, you'll find them. But yeah, no, those pictures are absolutely amazing. Like, her clothing is just it's just great. Like, and you can style it anyhow, you can wear it anyhow, it fits to different body shapes, it works with different body like it's just
describe the clothing.
Like, she does literally it's the same things, like it's the trousers, the jackets and stuff like that, but then the material and how it looks is completely different. Like, you wouldn't see it anywhere. Like, she recently did a collaboration with K-Swiss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she, her work is just amazing. And she, the material and stuff, it's not something you'll see anywhere. And the way she puts the clothes together, like, it'll be, one of the pictures that I had, I wore a bomber jacket and it was like,
okay.
And then the trousers were silk. So it was like, you on a normal day, you'll think, why would you put that together? But when you see the shot, it's like, rod, that makes a lot of sense. Stuff like that, it just really works. I like her style.
Sick.
Big up you, Naomi.
Awesome. that's amazing still. I can't lie. So, like, in terms of Instagram, because you said that's that your space.
Yeah.
How do you navigate Instagram as a model? Like, what do you use it for? And how does it benefit you?
I use that to literally, to be fair, obviously recently I realized that Instagram needs to look good. So I don't just post my modeling pictures anymore. That's what I was doing before. And I realized people love those modeling pictures, but people also want to get to know who I am and what I do apart from modeling. So I was like, okay, I need to switch it up a little bit. That's why I started posting like my holiday pictures as well. Like pictures of me on a normal day. I started posting like beauty shoots as well, because I wasn't really posting those. I was posting more of my high fashion, e-com sort of shots, and that's it. So no one else was seeing anything else. So people were like, okay, so wait, why don't we see your face more often? Zoom in. Like, we want to see your face. So I started to post like more beauty shoots, hair shoots, stuff like that. People love those kind of things, because a lot of girls love hair. And a lot of guys like to see holiday shots, that kind of vibe. So it kind of, it balances and works for everybody. So you kind of work with everyone, if that makes sense. So when it comes to Instagram has a mixture of my holiday pictures, model pictures, just everyday life pictures, just pictures. How I navigate it though, I use Insta Story, because this algorithm stuff, I don't know. Instagram, if you listen to this, let it go. Because it's a lot.
Because they recently took away the activity page. And they've hidden the likes to other people as well. Do you feel like that's affected you as an Instagram, as a model who uses Instagram, or
Not too much. I don't think so. In terms of the likes, I don't feel like that's really done much, because even when you check your insights, you can still see the likes. So if you want to, if a company wants to work with you and they want to see your insights, you can still show it to them. Only you will be able to see it, but you can still show it to your clients and stuff. So either way, there's not much of an effect, because those who like your pictures will still like it, whether they've seen that they've liked it or not. Do you get what I mean? They will still like your pictures. And obviously you can still show your clients what you're working with, if that makes sense. When it comes to the activities kind of page, the other side that they took off, to be fair, me, I didn't really use that page, so it didn't really affect me like that. But for other people, they said it did affect them, because they were seeing what other people were liking, who they were following, stuff like that.
So they're being influenced without them.
Exactly. So that's what I was like, okay, so it's really affected you then. And then like, because I used to see what other people were liking, because then you'd see different people, what they're doing and stuff like that. So that's how I realised, that's how a lot of people that don't follow you see your pictures anyway. Because people will be seeing what others are liking, and then they'll click on it if it looks good. And then if they like it, they like it. Do you get
Interesting.
Yeah, so stuff like that. So I feel like that's probably something that's affected me, because then I don't really get people that don't see my pictures seeing my pictures, because the activities page isn't there.
That's actually interesting, yo. I never thought about that. So people are preying the activity page to see what other people are
liking.
So they can, you're jobless.
Ain't nobody got time for that. That's why I didn't feel like it affected me like that.
Fair enough. Who's your because I'm sure you, in this modeling journey, you've probably met loads of other models as well. I shouldn't say who, but like, what don't even know how to word this question.
Ooh.
Yeah, actually, no, yeah. Who have been some of your favourite models to work with?
Oh, to work with?
Or you've met? I don't know.
In terms of meet, there's always one model that stands out for me when it comes in terms of meet.
Or do you admire, actually, say? What models do you admire?
There's a handful. People that I've worked with, people that I've seen on Instagram and I've like seen their journey and stuff like that. For example, Leomi. Absolutely amazing. She's a top model. She's absolutely amazing. Plus, she has her own brand, the Lap brand.
Yeah.
Love her brand as well. She's a great model, and she's one of the people that you'd look up to, but she's not even far from your age. So it's like, she inspires you to do something with yourself, like to get active right away. Cause it's like, yeah, if she can do it, I can definitely do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's definitely one person I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I really like her. And what she stands for is really cool. Like, she's really standing for like Black beauty and stuff like that, obviously, cause she's obviously Black herself. Yeah. So she really sticks up for the ladies, and even giving tips and tricks of when you're going to shoots and you see that makeup artist can't do your makeup, you know, tips like that. She really goes in for you. So
I like that. I've seen someone tweet how they bring their own makeup artists to their shoots and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as well.
Because these other makeup artists can't do Black makeup.
Yeah, or they really struggle to, you know, get the colours and stuff like that.
I think it's the foundation.
Yeah.
Just not using the correct foundation.
Definitely the foundation, yeah. Another model, her name is Eva. Absolutely amazing. I've seen her journey. She started off at a small agency and then she got signed to Storm. Absolutely love her journey, and I've met her as well. She's Eva. A lovely girl.
Is that the one that was going out with Tariq?
Yeah,
she's funny, man.
Yeah, no, like she's a vibe. Like, meet her at a party, you're gonna get lit, because she's such a cool person. Lovely personality. She's really cool. So I'll definitely definitely her. Even people that you probably know as well and probably worked with. Oh my gosh, how am I forgetting names now? Oh lord. Yeah, no, like Bimpe. There we go. Bimpe, absolutely amazing model.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Like, she's doing so well. I'm happy for her. Like, she's literally, she's doing well. And also, but yeah, like, literally, there's models. There's models for days that I can name.
Yeah.
So, there's everyone out there, man.
Sweet.
Everyone's doing lit.
That's sick, man. So, like, as a model, obviously, there's things, because you're saying you like shoots as well. So, if you had, let's say, because I always ask this kind of question, I like to see where everyone's head's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like my hypotheticals.
Oh, Lord.
So, if I gave you, let's say, $10,000, yeah?
Okay, $10,000, right.
Give you $10,000, you can create your dream photo shoot editorial thingy, and we're going to slap it on the cover of Vogue. Should I say Vogue? Yeah, Vogue. Yeah, let's go with Vogue or Essence.
Okay.
Who'd you be your dream team, and what would be the concept for your shoot?
That's interesting.
And where would you spend most of the budget for the shoot on?
That's very interesting. Yeah. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start with that. Dream shoot. That's a hard one. Definitely work with... Oh yeah, my main two, I'll definitely put Leomi and Eva in there. Definitely put them two in there.
Oh wow.
Just because it sits, I like to have different heights. So we literally will go bam, bam, bam.
So three models, wow.
Yeah, like three models. Like the look I would do, it would definitely be a beauty shoot.
Oh.
It'd definitely be I would say a subtle beauty shoot. And then you'll have, I feel like I want to do two kind of concepts. So one that's subtle, and then the dramatic, like crazy looks that you see on like those big balls and stuff. I'd love to do stuff like that. I don't know what makeup artist I'd get. Oh, that's a hard one. Because there's so many out there.
In terms of like the concept, what would the concept be?
Yeah, it's definitely... It'd definitely be a beauty shoot.
Or if, let's say you have 10k, so we're at a level where you can collab with a designer, or we can get you one-off pieces just for the shoot. What designer brand would you use for the shoot?
Oh, if we had to go with designer.
Yeah, let's say designer. We're doing a concept fashion piece cover to celebrate the end of the decade for, I don't know, the designer brand, and you've been commissioned to be the main model and creative director. What would be your concept? And because you already said you're using two other models.
Yeah.
So what would be the concept?
Do you know what it is? I feel like because I grew up with this brand when I was younger, I would definitely want to work with them just to be like, yeah, I grew up with this brand and now I've actually got to work with them.
Yeah.
Would have to be Burberry.
I thought he was going to say Nike.
Oh, Lord. Really? Oh, Lord. No offense, Nike. I'll still work with you guys. Don't worry, don't worry.
So you grew up on them.
What you talking about? Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but yeah. So you do Burberry.
I'll definitely do Burberry.
You get all the girls wearing the pregnancy shirts. Or
That's the men's. When they're doing the baby shower t-shirt, yeah. The shirt. Oh Lord. No.
Mad.
Oh gosh.
So how would that fit in? Would you create a set or would you make a piece or what would you do?
No, I like two pieces. So I'd like the stylist to work with different pieces in Burberry. So obviously we won't all have the same look. So for example, Leomi's quite tall, so we'd want her to show her legs. So she could have like a skirt and then like a shirt and stuff like that, just to link it in. So it kind of like shows off how she is, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
And then Eva, she looks great in like crop tops and stuff. Definitely mix that in. Obviously, we don't all have to be wearing full out Burberry. So I'd like Eva. She has this style where she can wear like crop tops and like baggy jeans and it looks really cool on her. Like kind of like retro-y kind of look, the old school kind of looks that people used to do. Mm, she really works that kind of style. So I'll definitely make like a crop topped Burberry top for her and then give her like baggy jeans, that kind of style. It works for her. It looks good on her. And then me, oh my gosh, what would I get myself? Oh Lord. I like trousers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely wear trousers of me. Plus trousers also make me look taller because my legs are slim. So it makes my legs look longer. That's why people always assume that I'm tall, but I'm not. Well, I class myself as tall anyway. So I'm quite tall actually, guys.
So how would you, where would you shoot this?
That's interesting.
Or what would you shoot this on?
To be fair, I want the main focus to be on the clothes and on the models. So I'll put us in a studio. Because a lot of the times, sometimes you see shoots and they'll go like abroad and they've done this and that. And the focus isn't on the models anymore. It's about their surroundings. People are more focused about, oh, where did they go to do that shoot? Oh, I like the sunset in the background. But it's like, okay, what about the models? They look great too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I want the focus to be on the models. So I want it to be plain Jane in the back. And it's like, bam, these models are lit.
I heard that. So, that's sick.
Yeah, man.
And then, so who'd shoot? Who would you get to shoot?
Ooh.
Or would you even shoot it? Would you do a video?
I mean, it's good. Do a bit of both.
Both, yeah.
Do one video, do one photo shoot. Get shots in there. So it's a mix. Mm. I like when people do behind the scenes kind of stuff. So I think that kind of video I would want. Because people that obviously are not in the industry will get to know like what it's like to be in the scene and what it's like to be in a shoot, basically. Because obviously there's a lot of people that don't do modelling or have never seen the behind the scenes or what it's like to be in a shoot.
Mm.
And it's not always, it's boring, you're just taking pictures for like how many hours. It's never like that. There's always, it's always fun, it's always chilled. And I want people to be able to see that, see like where the vision is when people are doing these shoots, like where it comes from. And you always do see that with behind the scenes shots.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
So, okay. I guess that's a very good use of the money.
Oh yeah, man.
It's a very good use. Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's
but I feel Burberry will probably take most of my budget. That's why I stopped at Burberry.
I mean, yeah. Cool. So what do you do now today? Like, do you still do everything that we've discussed together or is there something you do more of now?
I feel like it's all roundabout still the same. Awesome. I did take a bit of a break on the modelling, but obviously the new year, I'm back. Mm, I'm back in full effect. Yeah, 2020, yeah. New decade and that.
Sweet.
So I feel like, yeah, everything's still around about the same. Mm. Still doing events, still doing the modelling.
That's sick.
And obviously now my own kind of events too mixed in. Yeah. So yeah.
That's awesome. So like with everything you're doing now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Ooh.
With everything you know now.
I feel like there's quite a few things I would want to say though, but I feel like one of them would probably be, don't go for everything.
Mm-hmm. What's everything?
As in like, just because a client wants to work with you doesn't mean you have to automatically say yes. You have to do what works for you and do what you know is worthy of you. Not to say obviously every brand is not worthy and you're up there or whatever, but you know, some brands just isn't for you. Like I don't remember the last time I'd done an urban shoot, because urban wear for me is not that I don't even know how to word it, but for me urban brand is just always the typical, the jumpers, the shorts, the tracksuits, to this, the hoodies, the fleece, to this. And it's like with other brands out there, for example, the Burberry's, the LV's and all them type of brands like that, or even other smaller brands like clothing brands, their pieces are very different. You can style it differently. Your body will make it look different.
Mm.
And you also make it look good in different ways.
Yeah.
So there's always a way you can always do something differently when it comes to other clothes like that. That's why I don't tend to do urban wear as much as I used to before. I used to do urban wear all the time.
Yeah.
Used to do urban wear all the time. And it's like now I pick and choose what I feel like is relevant for me and to push me forward within the industry.
Okay.
Because urban wear is not necessarily going to get you out there too tough unless you're doing brands like Nike, Adidas, stuff like that. So if you are going to do an urban wear brand, you better make it look good.
any other advice?
I would say, yeah, that one, definitely keep pushing, never give up. Mm. And also, don't just wait for the opportunity, make your own ones. Because even though I'm a model, I can also direct my own. Like, for example, you asked me to be a director. I can also direct my own shoot.
Yeah, because you're an event organizer.
I can get people to come together.
Yeah.
That's what I did with, like, the shoot that I released for my birthday. I think it was, like, a year ago or whatever. I did 3 different concepts.
Oh, wow.
And I had one photographer. Tade painted my face. Like I got people mixed in. Like, I got the studio, all of that stuff.
Damn.
And I just put it together. Because I wanted to do something. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I done it. I got a stylist to do my hair, all that sort of stuff. So I just put everything together, planned it. And I was like, yeah, okay, this day we're all coming in. Let's do this.
That's wavy.
Yeah.
Well done, man. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
So like a lot of people nowadays, yeah, like recently, Molly May, she had a collection with Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. If you had to have a collection, yeah, what brand would you create a collection with?
Is that any brand,
what
or is
season
that
would it fall under? Yeah, a brand of your choice apart from Burberry. No Burberry.
Yeah, I wouldn't do Burberry though. I would definitely, for me, I would say I would either do. Oh yeah, I would either do Pretty Little Thing.
Oh.
Or.
Again, wow.
Yeah, Pretty Little Thing, or I've always had a little space in my heart for Misguided. So probably one of those two.
But isn't that like...
the typical.
Fast fashion.
Yeah, but do you know why I say that? It's because fast fashion can kind of sit with anyone and everyone. So I wouldn't just have a small target market. I would have everyone. So I can have the younger girls, the older girls, the older women, because of the styles that I would do. The collection wouldn't be targeted at one person. It will make sure that it works for everyone. Okay. Different sizes, different shapes, different ages, so that everyone can be like, okay, yeah, I can wear this piece, I can do this piece. And I chose Pretty Little Thing and Misguided because those brands, everyone knows them.
Mm.
Whether you're old, young, middle-aged, whichever.
Yeah, what about Miss everyone Pat, knows them. I feel like Amber from Love Island, she
went with Miss Pap.
Yeah, Miss Pap. So I feel like I'm more like to support a brand that, you know, have people of colour in their collections, you know what I'm saying?
No, I do.
I ain't seen no black models or influencers at Pretty Little Thing, so.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
They is, but not a lot. The bare minimum.
One person. Name me one person.
Okay, I don't know their names, but I know there's at least one on there.
That has a collection of pretty little things.
Oh, collection. Oh, I thought you meant as in models.
No,
oh, okay, no, that's fair enough. Exactly. I get you. But then again, do you know why I choose them again?
Why?
Because then I'll be the first black model and black person to have done a collection with them. So then, boom, you've changed the game.
It's all about being game changers.
Come on, baby.
Sick. All right, that's amazing. So, like, today I wanted to talk about something very interesting.
Oh, gosh. This is the one you didn't want to tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. So, we're creatives, and sometimes we work with a lot of creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can be human.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, humans like something called pleasure.
Oh, Lord.
So my question is, Jesus. Do you think you can mix business with pleasure as a creative?
Ooh. Yes and no. I say yes and no. I say yes, because it depends on who you are. Because if you're disciplined,
yeah,
there shouldn't be an issue at all, because you know how to separate the two. You know you can't bring this into another. They can't collide whatsoever, because you're disciplined.
Mm.
That's why I could say yes. Plus, if you and the person that, obviously, where the pleasure comes into, if you and the person both are on the same page, you will both never have an issue. Because you both already know we're never mixing the two. We know where we stand when it comes with certain things. Let's not mix it. Boom, bam. When we come together to do business, we're not talking about personal stuff anymore. There's that discipline there. I would say no, because also, again, it depends on who you are. If you're not disciplined, if you can't be able to separate the two, or if you're a hothead, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle, because if you're a hothead, you're always going to be just like this every few minutes. Popping off, or something's always going to be an issue, and it will always collide, always be a problem. So I feel like it always depends on the person.
What's your definition of pleasure?
Oh, what kind of pleasure are you talking about?
What's she talking about?
Oh, what kind of pleasure are you talking about? There's only one pleasure. I don't know what pleasure you're talking about.
What's your definition?
The stuff on the side.
I don't know, that's what I'm asking you.
Jesus.
For our viewers at home to listen. What's pleasure to you?
You know, the stuff on the side, you know?
What side?
Oh, what side, gosh, Jesus.
I don't see any side.
Hey! So, you know,
I only say that because, like, I feel like pleasure could be, apart from the obvious, it could be fun stuff as well. Because
we're just going out in general,
it's fun. Yeah. So in that sense, I feel like you can definitely mix business and pleasure. And that's something a lot of old school traditional businesses used to do back in the day, you know. When you have a lead with a client and you're trying to close a client, take them out to dinner.
Yeah.
Or play golf, you know, talk about the details of the contract. And then if it's all good, you close the contract. But I feel like on the other side of things, you know, you might meet the love of your life.
Hey, cheers.
What are you going to do then? Are you going to mix it?
You can't mix it.
Why not?
You can't mix it.
Or is it a thing of, so okay, let's say you do meet the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you then wait till business is over? Or because you've been in business, you just wouldn't at all? What's your opinion?
Oh, what if I've met the love of my life?
So you've met the love of life, but you're doing business with them.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, if I was put in context of what you do, you're a model, and let's say you've met a stylist or a photographer who's the love of your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you wait till all the business is done, the photo shoots and everything, and the whole process is finished, and then pursue that? Or would you just not go for it because you've been in business with the person?
Oh no, I wouldn't let it stop me because we've done business.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, we'll probably do business again if it comes out really well, if we've worked really well together. And obviously, if you're the love of my life, it will come out great. Thank you very much. Come out great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll never let that stop me. If it's the love of my life, come here.
All
right. Yeah, okay. That's definitely cool. No way.
Okay, cool. So and what situations would you just not, like, it's a no-go? Like, not?
Ooh, I don't know.
Business and player.
I don't know when it's a no-go, though. For me, because I feel like I'm quite disciplined when it comes to certain things. So
it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like I can handle business and pleasure without mixing.
So who tends to mix business and pleasure?
In terms of what?
Huh?
In terms of who, though?
Just between males and females, who do you think tends to mix business and pleasure? Because I feel like girls, they try to get away with pretty privilege sometimes. But I don't know, what do you think?
I feel like it's true. It does work for quite a few people.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, it's true. But I do feel like guys do have a way of mixing the two. Because if a guy is interested, then he will find... If there's a will, there's a way.
Mm.
So whether it's a male or female, they will find some form of way to, you know, not mix it, but, you know, try and somehow... connect, if that makes sense.
To be fair, it's true. It's like how I met my ex as well. Like, I met her at a party while I was doing business.
Oh, you see?
I was like, booking.
Hey!
I was doing photography for another friend. And she wanted me to help her. She messaged me on Facebook. This was Facebook times.
Oh, wow.
She messaged me on Facebook asking me for us to link up to because she was studying media studies at the time as well.
Okay,
or something
that makes
like
sense,
that.
Yeah.
And she wanted help on a project. We ended up going to see film.
How does that, from project to
exactly,
film?
Exactly, just, I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, so that was interesting, so.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
Okay, well, you definitely mixed business.
Yeah, we definitely mixed that one. I mean, at least it was after, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you're disciplined, then what?
Yes, I'm telling you.
But who knows?
It always depends.
Yeah, that's cool, man. But yeah, thank you so much for coming and being on my podcast. This is episode 5.
Ooh.
So, like, do you have anything else you wanna let the people know?
To be fair, all my social media is the same. So my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat is all Unique Merv. So obviously,
yeah. Oh, so you don't even use Supermodel Merv anymore?
Oh no! Don't get it twisted. Oh. It's right. Do you know how you have your at name on Instagram, okay, and then okay, under okay, you can okay. have like a title, like a subheading?
Yeah, okay.
That of course, Supermodel Merv. That's always there.
Okay, cool.
And obviously, I still have people that be like, oh, Supermodel Merv, and then I'm like,
jeez,
come on.
For those who don't know, that was a name, a nickname I gave to.
During
the beginning of the model agency I used to run.
And it stuck since then.
Well, that's cool to know. Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah, man, it's all good. It's been fun.
Yeah, man, we're out.
Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Jai podcast, the one and only. Thank you for listening. Please share the podcast with fellow like-minded creatives like yourselves and follow me on Twitter and Instagram @Ajayi360 and have a lovely day.